This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Government airstrikes and artillery fire in Syria's last rebel enclave have killed at least 8 people, many of them children, and destroyed a civil defense center and a water station. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Men running for their lives as shelling strikes an area in southern Idlib. One white helmet first responder, also known as the Syria Civil Defense, tells everyone to get out of their homes and flee as the shelling continues. The shelling has been concentrated in southern Idlib province. Many homes were transformed into rubble as overnight shelling hit the home of Supi El Ersi, a health center administrator, killing him, his wife, and 3 of his children in their sleep. Shelling also struck the home of a volunteer for the White Helmets, killing his 2 children. In a nearby village, another child was killed and several others from the same family were wounded, according to the White Helmets. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the shelling was followed by airstrikes by suspected Russian warplanes that hit areas west of Idlib city. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands of people took to the streets of Burkina Faso's capital on Saturday to call for a tougher government response to a wave of jihadist attacks that has destabilized the West African country in recent years. Some traveled hundreds of kilometers to attend the opposition-led demonstration in Ouagadougou, where protesters waved the red and green Burkinabe flag and blew whistles. Groups linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, originally based in neighboring Mali, have embedded themselves across the north and east of the country, launching regular attacks on civilians, including one in June that killed more than 130 people. Pressure has increased on President Roch Kabore to take control and end a humanitarian crisis in which violence has displaced more than 1 million people.